Yo, what's going on, good people? We back again, once again, with another episode of the Realm Breakers Podcast. And of course, you already know who I am. My name is Gamma, the cool kids call me GT. And we gonna let these fine people introduce themselves. Y'all go ahead.
Hey, guess who's Bazak? It's your boy, Spikey Fox, aka Mr. Rob Wilson. Celebrity. Buzz drop. And today, we on another episode of the Big Nasty Podcast. How y'all doing? I'm sorry. Rail Breakers Podcast. What y'all doing?
I'm about to say, I could have sworn I'm on the wrong channel. Y'all, what's up? It's your girl, Lady A. I always here to make a day and put a smile on your face, but we're going to keep it rolling because we're going to make this day great, all right?
Okay, so... Okay, so before we say anything, you know, this is what we gotta tell y'all. If you're watching us on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, all the other good jazz, hit the bell notification so you don't miss any of our videos. And if you like this video, watch another one. That's how the algorithm works. If you're watching us if you're listening to us on Spotify, or if you're watching us on Spotify, since Spotify allows video podcasts now. If you are watching us or listening to us on any of other podcast platforms, please click the links below and, you know, ask the questions that we always give to you on these podcasts. But yeah, so you already know how we're going to start off. We're going to start off with Ron Wilson, random question of the week.
All right, man. Let me ask y'all something. Let me get kind of close real quick. Blink. I want her to blink. She won't do it. Damn. Anyway, staring contest, or you'd be a fucking nightmare. Anyway, all right. So, I'm gonna say the question, but I'm not gonna read the whole thing. Try to make it short. So, have you ever been somewhere where it's like a big like open field kind of looking place? It's like is the sun shining, or it could be nighttime. Anytime, any beautiful like scenery or place you've been to, it'd be a mall. Anything like that, you ever thought about like, man, this place look really cool in an anime? Or for me, if I ever been like this big open field type area, I'd be like, damn, this would be a really good place for a Pokemon battle. Like damn, we got all the space, field, everything, the trees out here. So you ever been to it could be someone's house, it could be anywhere where you just, it's just the scenery is beautiful. I wonder how this would look in any anime or genre that I watch.
I see what you're asking. I see exactly what you're asking. And to answer your question, bruh, back in the day, back when my yard was decent, I always envisioned it raining and there's a final battle going on in that yard. Like dead ass. I don't know who's fighting.
Like phase all I know. One.
Like real talk, like, I don't know who fighting. All I know is that the yard was big enough to make it seem like it's the final battle. Somebody walk up in the yard, somebody come out that bitch, it start raining, hair flowing down, they look at each other like they're about to kill each other, and they just beat each other ass in the middle of that field.
In slow motion,
yeah.
Thanks.
But the funny thing about it is, with me being how old I was, because I always envisioned it. And the thing about it is, I used to like cartoons and action stuff when I was young. So I used to pick up sticks and treat them like swords. So yeah. And friends would do the same. We sword fight. We hit each other in the leg with them sticks. So yeah, and cannot believe this, but this recently happened when we went to Lake Lanier. Oh my god!
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You saw how big that fucking place was. Like, bro, I can see that shit going down in like a Crows movie or a High and Low movie where it's just a bunch of dudes over here and a bunch of dudes over here, and yeah, they meet so up in the middle.
Lake Lanier, mm-hmm. So it's a big ass field, and then you got the lake behind it. But then below, even below, before you even get to the lake, the hill that you on got a bunch of built, got like a building, a church, and all kind of shit up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And in all honesty and fairness, believe it or not, I kind of see, okay, if it was cleaner, downtown Albany would be a great slice of life place where people can just hang out in an anime. If it was cleaner and, you know, more I can't say exotic, but you know, if you look at it from the perspective of an anime, you can see that that could be either a slice of life or a modern time type of anime deal.
Oh yeah,
urban, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, especially how like Turtle Park looks and the sidewalks and all that stuff, like the, mm-hmm. the shops and stuff. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yep, absolutely.
Ray Charles Plaza.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. So what about you, Lady A? Have you ever had those type of times where you just...
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Because especially I'd be drowning my music anyway. If I'm in my music too deep, I'm already in a whole nother land as it is. Same. So when Facts. Anytime... Okay. So anytime I'm in a high place, let's just say two stories and above, mall, whatever the case may be, I'm always envisioning. I don't know what that word does.
Edgy tails?
Envisioning, especially depending on the music, especially I got some fight music in my ears. You know how in any anime when somebody's high up and the battle is down and they have that dramatic drop to the bottom and you know some shit about to go down when they reach there? Every single time. Every time.
That's fire. That's dope.
Every single time. Don't let some shit actually... And then if you actually really into music, you envision yourself there. And I can't... Yeah. What is that? It's, I can't remember which one it was, but all he did was walk a little bit and he just flew and dropped down. Music just in the background, do-do-do-do-do, whatever the case may be. And I was such a... Yeah.
That
sounds
clean. I like that. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, so we all got vivid imaginations. Of course, we wouldn't be making no podcast if we didn't.
Very true.
I said imagination, not listen. I said imagination, and but we got common sense as well. So yeah,
right. Weirdos. But yeah, funny. Man. Anybody else got any more beautiful places? Yeah. Hey, well, I got one more. When I went to New York. And I was in Grand when I was like in the like Grand Central New York, that big ass shit. But I was like, damn, man, I could be out here and then Iron Man flies by. That should be dope. But anyway,
yeah. Should be catastrophic. People fuck about the city.
Oh man, he just flies. Sometimes he just fly through, just be fine. He'll be
blowing. Look, all I'm saying is this. If it's Iron Man flying through, that means something is close by.
I'm gonna say something behind him.
Or he going right. home.
Or he going to it.
I don't give a fuck if he going home, really.
You know. Avengers 1.
Okay, he did it in Avengers 1, but still. You know what I'm talking about? Something he going home.
He going to a seminar, fuck. Whatever the hell that thing was. Just for real.
I mean, look, if you want to do that, cool. But still, I feel like if you in your Iron Man costume and you flying fast as hell, you either going it's towards something or you're flying away from something. Mm-hmm. Either way, I don't want to be a part of it at all.
Or middle. Like, hey, shit, I'd rather have like some Avengers shit than fucking Godzilla or fucking Kaiju walking through. That's all I'm saying. But yeah,
look, dog. Either way, the city gonna get leveled.
Either way.
So it don't matter whether it's Godzilla, Iron Man, the Avengers, or anyone. In all honesty, that would be half of the reason why I would give it to Goku, because Goku don't want to fight in the city. Goku like, it's too many people here. We need to go, you know, go out here in the plains, in the village, fuck up the animals that live there.
Yeah, he's like, ain't no people or animals over here, so we can fight here.
right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he give a damn, Goku, like, everybody's like,
right,
oh,
that's Goku, what I'm saying. Like, I'll give Goku that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but overall, I don't really have anything else to say when it comes to this topic. But it was a great topic, so good job.
All right, pretty lady, you got one more before we move on to your sexy time.
No.
All right, y'all. Make sure you get your protection, get your water, all that good shit. Cause she gonna make y'all thirsty. You know, if we can get you wet. In both ways. So I'm gonna go ahead and pass the torch to my beautiful, my friend, the mighty, the powerful, the stiletto heel wearing Lady A.
Yay, what's up, y'all? See, I was gonna say get your condoms, but we talking about loyalty, so we trying to get pregnant by these. So check this out.
I think you can be loyal wearing a condom.
You could. But yeah, so ladies, it's your girl, Lady A. We're going to talk about the hotties of the day. But I told y'all last week, we talking about loyal hotties. We putting the thought days away. Put away the pink set panties. Put away the Walmart drawers. And for the fuck boys, we need to bring out the lace, okay? It's time to bring out the lace for the loyalties because they're worth it, okay? And before we get into that, though, we got to talk about last week. Last week, our hotties, we talked about Inuyasha. No, I'm not. From Inuyasha, we have Sesshomaru. From Naruto, we had Kakashi. And for Black Butler, we had Sebastian. And of course, I asked y'all what y'all feel about that. And guess who was in a tie? Sesshomaru and Kakashi. I understand the dilemma, ladies. That's why they were right by each other. I understand. But this week, hopefully we can come into agreement at least to where we have no more ties, okay? Because the loyalties for this week can actually put a ring on it. I'm just saying. So we're going to go ahead and start out with number three. I don't know if y'all seen Hell's Paradise, but Gabimaru.
Wow.
Yes. He is the most loyal. You know that slip and slide lady who wedded and I don't know what. That he dodged. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I have a wife.
Exactly. Come on now. You know, four eyes wanted to taste that so bad. So, yes, Gabimaru for number three. Definitely. But we're going to go ahead and keep moving. Number two. For my Luffy, Lou, you cannot do it without Zoro. Zoro is loyal as fuck to Luffy. Let's be real. He's been loyal for over 1,000 episodes. And that's just a friend.
Really? Imagine. Gabimaru up against Zoro?
Yes, yes. They said they got to be hiding. Gabimaru on the short side. Remember, I'm tall. So, now, Zoro.
He'll climb you.
Loki. But Zoro, on the other hand, he is... Yeah, he's Zoro. He carries three swords. Maybe four. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to number one.
Where the fuck am I at?
And number one, although he is not my top from this show, he is top of loyalty because he stayed loyal to one bitch for over 1,000 years. You already know who I'm talking about. Meliodas and Elizabeth. Let's be real. This heifer literally... He watched her grow from baby, not even making it to adulthood sometimes, and still love her over and over and over and over again. You cannot, man, some of y'all can't love somebody for 24 minutes, let alone for 1,000 years.
Not 24 minutes.
Let's be real.
She even say hours. She said minutes, bitch.
Because y'all lucky if it take that much to get what you want out, you know, be done with it. So yes, let's be real. For thousands of years, like you can't find that loyalty in here nowadays. So heck yeah, he had to take number one. But I gotta be real. I gotta be an honor. There is an honorable mention because I do a little research when I look for my top hotties, especially since this year You know what? I'm talking speaking in the future because we're gonna be doing this for years, right? Yeah. So this time we was loyal hotties, and when I looked it up for the most loyal. Guess what, ladies? Tanjiro. Tanjiro is the most loyal person that y'all believe should be top loyalty. And I do see why, because his loyalty to just about everybody in the goddamn Demon Slayer Corps is ridiculous. And to his sister as well. But I'm sorry, he not my cup of tea. But yeah.
The fuck going on?
But he definitely was still part of the loyalty crew. So we got number one, Meliodas, number two, Zoro, and number three, Gabimaru. So ladies, it is your turn to tell me what you think. And don't be scared to tell me what your hottie is, your most loyal that you be dreaming about. Tell me about him so I can look him up my damn self. But other than that, that is all for Hotties of the Week. It has been fun talking to you ladies. And be sure to keep the batteries under the sheets.
What the hell? What the hell?
A bunch of sluts.
And I'm done.
A bunch of sluts. Anyway, I ain't slut shaming though, man. Hey, get your nut, man. Everybody go out there and get your nut, man. Get your nut the way you want to, dog. Go ahead. Anyway, first of all, real quick, I think Zoro gonna take this. I got 15 schmeckle.
Now, once again, this ain't based on who's hot. This is based on who's the most loyal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I still think he gonna take that shit.
Is her on top?
That's my vote.
What's up? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because okay. The thing, okay, because here's my thing. Like, I like the choices, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like Zoro's going to win, and the main reason why Zoro's going to win is because for some reason, Meliodas gets a lot of hate. They hate this
dude.
Yeah,
because
he's a perv.
Yes,
he's only perv to his woman, bro.
Because let's be real, Deanne got a bigger rack in both sides, in the front and the back, than Elizabeth, but he dodged her ass, too.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
And plus, that's his homeboy's girl. He ain't no homewrecker.
Exactly. He is crazy for his one and only.
Hey.
And shoot, it's not only her. It was others that went for him too, and he dodged them all.
Yep.
So no, if you got hate for him, you can kiss his foot. But yeah.
Hey, I got one honorable mention for you as well.
Let's go.
Fucking Kirito from Sword Art Online.
He was on the top list too for loyalty too.
Cause no matter what woman came to him, he always was about Asuna. And that was always the person he ended up with at the end. That's the only person he fucked with.
Okay. So y'all fellas, since although this is a ladies' hotties and it sounds like y'all
I made a mistake walking to the girls' bathroom. I was a little drunk, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
That's okay. Chris Brown said it's occupied, but that's okay. You welcome there sometimes. But fellas,
not breezy.
Since we have the others of the Realm Breakers, the men who have their opinions and loyalties, give me your opinions too. Who do you believe is loyal out of the three? Because apparently they're saying Zoro, and I can honestly kind of agree with that as well. But I also want to see. So, ladies, fellas, tell me what you think.
I bet one girl out of all of them, I bet it's going to be one girl that's going to put Vegeta. I swear to God.
I want to see. Tell me what you think about my choices and give me your top three. How about that?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Vegeta ain't on the goddamn list. I'm not doing that.
Oh, no. I'm just saying. That's just me. That's just what I'm throwing out there. I'm just saying. I'm just speculating. But thank you, ma'am. Everybody's all busted up. But yeah, we gonna go ahead and move on to JoJo Part 1, which is, it don't matter what it is. They weren't the main character, but they stole the show.
Gojo.
Dang, he took mine.
Roy Mustang.
Zoro.
Oh.
Fucking, yeah, I just had the motherfucker in my head.
Those are the two I had in my head.
literally, almost anybody else in Bleach. I'm not saying Ichigo's a boring character, but Ichigo ain't in that topic of favorite characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets called boring a lot, but I would have to say, yeah, Kenpachi.
Yeah, Kenpachi is at
every time that nigga on screen, he wins. We've only seen Kenpachi lose one time.
And that was the Ichigo.
And fake Yuha. But other than that,
he lost to Tosin too. Technically. Yeah, but
I mean schlump. Like he laid out. We don't see that one time. But yeah, damn.
He's not the main character.
I had a bunch
character.
In my head. They're not there. That's not a thing outside of anime.
You say you're trying to think outside?
I was too.
Thought it's outside of anime as soon as you said that. Because I was going to say Donkey and Shrek. Like,
oh, yeah. You can do anybody. Yeah, do anybody.
Yeah, it ain't specifically anime. You know, we ain't.
That's the first person that came to my head.
But, the Donkey, hell yeah. Shit, puss. That nigga got two movies.
Thank you.
And both of the movies was awesome. Fucking
Alex from Orange is the New Black. She definitely stole the show from Piper because then nobody liked Piper after Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, it was just a white woman. Just
fuck Piper Chapman. She got on my nerves. The more the season progressed,
they was Piper.
The more she irked my soul. I'm like, fuck this chick, man.
That part.
Like, Jesus. I mean, yeah.
I got a bunch of black friends.
Shut up.
I had a bunch in my head. I just don't have it right now. It's so many. Good.
Yeah. It's a lot. Believe me. Yeah, it's a lot. Absolutely.
I would say,
you know what? Fuck it. Vegeta from DBZ.
Yeah, he definitely, especially when he beat 19 and shit, he was amazed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, couldn't nobody do nothing. Him as Majin Vegeta at the end when he sacrificed. Him turning blue for the first time, beating the shit out of Frieza. Mm-hmm. Him beating the shit out of Cell.
Well, they're kind of both the main characters, but in Hunter was still, I feel like Gon was supposed to be the main character, but
Killua stole the show.
Yeah,
because Killua was like, I mean, they were inseparable, but at the same time, Killua was always doing like the cool shit.
Yeah.
Like, not saying Gon wasn't doing cool shit, but for some reason, I mean, I guess the reason why a lot of people like Killua more than Gon is because even though Gon does have his ruthless moments, he's still a naive kid. Killua was like, I kill you.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Could I be Kutu? I thought,
because when Hunter took that long hiatus, and when it came back, they said Gon wasn't even going to be the focus. They said Kurapika was. So,
yeah,
there's that.
I say Escanor out of the Seven Deadly.
Yeah, Escanor did steal. Yeah. Escanor did steal the show at times. You could also, yeah. Escanor.
Fucking.
Because a lot of people talk about Escanor like dead. A lot of people. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Yujiro Hanma from Baki. And Retsukaio. Yeah. So
fucking cause
yeah.
Damn. I would say Todoroki.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. I was actually thinking Todoroki as well. Because when that tournament happened, he finally used his flames. Yeah.
Ooh, how about
Deku.
So hey, Larry.
Blue Lock was about the other dude, but Yellow Hair is the one I remember the most.
Yup.
Freaking Bachira.
Yup, Bachira. Yup. Yeah, Isagi was cool, but yeah, Bachira did steal the show. Yes. Bachira stole the show.
Bachira and my favorite. He had white hair.
I know who you're talking about. The one who had that innate talent.
He was lazy at first.
Yeah, he was lazy, and he was still hanging out with the purple hair dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the thing about it is,
always caught the ball on the tip of his foot.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, I remember the purple hair dude. Now his name was Rio. I don't remember the white hair guy's name. Which solidifies our fact he's getting his own movie. Yeah, the white haired dude that you like so much, he's getting his own movie. I thought you were talking about Rio.
Well, no. Ryu probably gonna be in it because they came in that camp. They came in that bitch together.
Yeah. Speaking of Blue Lock, I'm ready for season two.
I've been meaning to rewatch fucking season one because I was scattering it. I wasn't on it like I want to. I did watch it, but at the same time, I feel like I want to do the King.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if we're really being real, if we think good enough, like, yeah, they're not the main character, but they stole the show.
Ooh, from High School of the Dead, the crazy chick, Psycho.
Oh, yeah. Psycho Busajima. She did steal the show. Man, fuck Ray. Didn't nobody like Ray.
This is gonna be kind of funny.
This is gonna be kind of funny, but it makes sense. DC on Fly, Carlos Miller, and Chico Bean, and Wild Now.
I would say Emmanuel Hudson a little.
No, fuck off. No, look, yeah, Emmanuel Hudson, he cool. He funny. I he like cool,
him. But not them.
But he ain't DC. He ain't Carlos, and he ain't Chico.
DC even pointed out.
Yeah, DC even pointed out because he was like, if you fired us, ain't nobody gonna watch this show. If you fire me, Chico, and Carlos, and nobody gonna watch this show.
He was right though.
He couldn't get nobody else to be them. He's only them.
Right, exactly.
Them three niggas even went off and started doing their own thing.
Exactly.
They on tour everything together.
Mm-hmm.
They got shows and shit together.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. Like if you think about it, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe I thought of that. Why did I do that?
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. You are absolutely right. It is true.
Sometimes Bugs Bunny. Sometimes.
But wait, what do you mean Bugs Bunny?
Like
Bugs Bunny is the.
No, like sometimes if it ain't his, if it like let's say it's a Tasmanian Devil cartoon, but if Bugs is there, there are a lot. But like Taz gets turned into like the butt of the joke. Even though it's his episode, all the immediate praise and attention go to Bugs.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Goofy.
Hell yeah. I take him over Mickey and Minnie today.
Even though Mickey is the main guy of Disney, a lot mm-hmm. of people like Goofy a lot more. I'm not saying they don't like Donald. But all I'm saying is, it's crazy how you make your own universe with Goofy's own little story mm-hmm. and how he got shit going on in his life. And yeah, Donald Duck the same way with DuckTales, but he wasn't the focus.
No.
Yeah, DuckTales, yeah. But yeah, I did like also, even in Kingdom Hearts, like Goofy's like the smartest out of Sora and Donald.
Yeah. And that's saying something.
That motherfucker was the only one that noticed that Mulan was a girl. And Donald the Sword was like, what?
I mean, it kind of makes sense because he's a dog.
Yeah, but I mean, even Mushu agreed with him. He's like, yeah, them two will fall for anything.
Right. I mean, it's plenty of shows where we can think of where the main character didn't steal the show. Like, you know, as soon as that character popped up, you cheering.
Yeah,
because it was always in the background. Dude was cool. They might have been a B plot, but they B plot had some significance to the regular plot, like the A plot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially with Roy. Like Roy had a bunch of shit he was going through.
I mean, because everybody literally said that you can give Roy Mustang his own show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got enough stuff. He got enough history by himself and with his friends for you to make a spinoff.
Who you thought of, Lady A?
Mater.
I mean, he did get his own movie. So,
he's the reason why I watch Cars.
Yeah, he did get his own movie. He got a bunch of shorts where it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lightning's there, the best friend, but at the same time, it's Mater time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Tug.
Yeah.
But without mm-hmm. the tug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this Mater country right here. But,
yep.
But anybody got anything else to say before we move on to the next one?
No.
Elmo from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
No,
because technically Big Bird was supposed to be the main guy.
Yeah, Big Bird.
Know that.
Big Bird is Big Bird is technically like the face of Sesame Street.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Because Elmo even got his own like little own thing that like Elmo's were.
I'm about to say Elmo's Elmo. Like
yeah.
When I think of Sesame Street, I think Elmo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But originally Big Bird was supposed to be the face of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Kermit was on that bitch too.
Alright, y'all.
Anybody else got any last little characters they can think of on the fly real quick?
I know.
Alright, y'all. We're gonna move on to JoJo part 2, which is if a gaming genre died off, how would you feel?
Now, let us explain that.
Alright.
So explain
a gaming genre is like different kind of game, a different type of game you play, whether it be puzzle games, RPGs, fighting games, first person shooters, fucking simulators, horror games, you know, those type of games. I know they're, racing games. You like my main two types of games I play are RPGs and fighting games. Those are my main two games. Majority, I play a few action adventure type games too, like, you know, Spider-Man, but action adventure games too, you know, like the Batman games, the Spider-Man games, the games that you know kind of open world where you travel, whatever, you got missions, whatever, those type of games too. So I think if art, like, they already say that RPGs are kind of dying, because they, especially for Pokemon, a lot of people say that the casual Pokemon genre motif is kind of like, Pokemon hasn't caught up to what other RPGs are doing, especially for, you know, subgenre of RPGs is turn-based RPGs. So for a turn-based RPG, Pokemon is severely lacking.
But that don't necessarily mean that the genre itself is dying.
I mean in terms of Pokemon.
Yeah, I, like, got you.
Yeah, but a lot. But as far as when it comes down to RPGs, a lot of people, if it's not a fast paced like type RPG, a lot of people really ain't playing it. That's why Final Fantasy 16 didn't do as well, because people were comparing it too much to Devil May Cry, even though the dude that helped make Devil May Cry was on that game. But that's why 16 isn't even up for any awards this year, because it didn't.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's not one of the top games.
Our best RPG?
Is it?
Yes, we talked about it.
Oh yeah, but still, it did. But still, I don't see it winning at all, because that game, the game really did. It had really bad reception at first. But as far as fighting games, there's so many new fighting games coming out, especially free fighting games. We got a League of Legends fighting game coming out later on, and we got so many different.
Turn anything into a fucking fighting game at this point.
We got so many more new and different like fighting games like coming out this year that are taking that Marvel vs. Capcom type of genre, type of fighting style. And some people are really, from me being in the fighting game community, a lot of people are burnt out on fighting games, because I got like 6 fighting games on my thing P5 right now. And people, we don't want this to turn into another Power Rangers, the Power Rangers fighting game. We don't want
Battle for the Grid.
We don't want another Battle for the Grid freaking situation to happen. That game is fucking dead. But if fighting games died off, that would hurt my soul, because I play competitively. So fighting games, if it died off, dog, even though that's a hard thing to do, that's like throwing a rock into a black hole. But I don't know what I would do. I can't just sit and play. I mean, RPGs, yeah, but I can't sit and play RPGs all the time. Sometimes I want to get online with my three friends that I do play fighting games with and do that shit. Especially, you know, with certain, especially with Street Fighter 6 and Fighter Z. But other than that, like, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I'll be sad as fuck. I'm like, damn, all these games, servers and shit done died. I can't do nothing. And then more fighting games coming out, and they not going well. Fighting game cut off. That's possible, but still, it's like the thought of that will like really fuck me up.
Okay. Well, for me, now, reiterate the question again.
Basically, if you're, let's say, hack and slash games, if they started to die, like if they started to die off, or they started to make less hack and slashes, or the hack and slash game that you play now stopped getting service, or stopped getting updates, stopped getting patches, you know, less of them starting to come out now. Like, what other genre could you, if it like completely just died off, like they don't make them no more?
Okay. What
other genre do you think you could piggyback off of?
A lot. Okay, so here's the thing with me. And hack and slash. Yes, I love hack and slash, but here's the thing. I am not naive. Hack and slash is one of the least genres a lot of people play. Even though one of the most famous games of all time is considered a hack and slash, and that's God of War. So the thing about it is with me and hack and slash is because I love Dynasty Warriors, I love Samurai Warriors, I love Warriors of Orochi and things of that nature. Those games are already dying off. Well, I don't think Samurai Warriors is dying because I already came out with an anime style reboot, because that's technically what it was. It came out with an anime style reboot of Samurai Warriors 5. Everybody's still waiting on Dynasty Warriors 10. They don't know how they're going to make it, how they're going to do it. In my honest opinion, I feel like you should do it like how you did Samurai Warriors 5, reboot it and make it like it's anime style. Because the anime style Samurai Warriors 5 looked dope, and I ain't about to get all nerdy in this bitch. But in all honesty and fairness, I can play RPGs, because here's the thing. RPGs aren't technically, they're not always turn-based, because, you know, if I want to do turn-based, I can play Persona. Because think about it, my favorite game of all time is an RPG. It's Persona. So, but I love hack and slash. Hack and slash is my favorite genre. And the funny thing about it is they made a hack and slash game out of Persona, which I have not played, which is weird to me. But RPGs are something I can stick with, because there are a lot of different RPGs. You have your turn-based, you have your free battles, and you have your tacticals. And what do I mean by each of those? Basically, turn-based, that's Final Fantasy. Free battle, that's Tales of. Those are the Tales of games where you run the battle, you ain't got to take turns by, you just whoop each other's ass. Hearts, stuff like that. Yeah, and tactical RPGs are Fire Emblem games where you play, basically it's like you're playing chess. You put your pieces on the board, you move them somewhere where they need to move, and if one's stronger than the other, they take the spot. It's simple as that. That's basically what it is. It's the this Gaia games and the Fire Emblem games. Those are tactical RPGs. Wrestling, I play the fuck out of WWE. I love WWE. Sandbox. Now, what a lot of people don't understand, what are sandbox games? Sandbox games is this: Grand Theft Auto, Saints Row, True Crimes, Yakuza can count as a sandbox. Same thing with Judgment and Lost Judgment. I can play action adventure games. I can play fighting games. So if hack and slash were to go away, because here's the thing, they barely make hack and slash games as of now. So I'm kind of living in this subject right now. Do I want more hack and slash games? Absolutely. That's why every time I see that there's a new hack and slash game, I'm gonna try and play it, because there's this new Fate game that came out that is a hack and slash game, and I want to try it out. So, you know, I'm gonna wait until I get a PS5 to play that, because it looks too damn good to be played on the PS4. It looks too damn good, and it takes place in the feudal era. We playing the samurai, so yeah. My favorite game genre, which is hack and slash, I'm living in this topic. They barely make hack and slash games as is, but there are a lot of other games. There are a lot of other genres I can fall back on. So yeah, that is my answer to the question.
All right, my lovely best friend. Now, so since we went like that, do you think you have a better understanding?
Yes.
All right.
I have one question. Shit.
How you
okay, doing? Sure.
What's Spyro?
Spyro. What? Spyro. Oh, would, Spyro. Spyro would be adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He would be, okay. He would be
action
adventure.
Yeah, he would be action adventure.
Oh, I can't. Okay. If adventure games died, I don't know what I'd pick, because Spyro, Genshin, yeah, those are kind of like my go-tos. If not that, what would Fall Guys be?
Fall Guys
party. That'd be a party game.
Yeah, party game. Yeah, like Fall Guys, Mario Party. you know, all that stuff. It's party slash family games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's always my
Wii Sports.
Yeah, so I'm a solo player. I prefer to play solo most of the time until I get stuck in co-op and I need somebody to help me fight some shit in Genshin. Other than that,
dominate everything,
right? But other than that, I like to play with my kids. So party games, Fall Guys, anything Mario Party. We even found a Namco. I think that's how you say it, Namco.
Yeah, Namco Bandai.
Yeah, and it had like all the OGs. I was beating my daughter's ass in Dig Dug. Like, yeah, we had fun with shit like that. Damn. So
they get a little girl like that.
Oh, she got to learn early. But yeah.
I mean, she ain't lying. That is facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, see? Well, in all honesty, we are glad that you understand. Yeah. You know, the conversation now. So, does anybody have anything else they want to say before we move on to the next one?
Also, puzzle games.
If Tetris
99 died, which you already shut down Pac-Man 99, which that game was seizure inducing. Holy shit. I can handle it, but good God. But that game was funny shit, and that game got shut down. It only lasted 3 years. But man, that's my second comfort game, which is Tetris 99. If that game is gonna happen one day, I know, that's why I play it as much as I can. But if that game, when I'll be sad when that game go, my record in the game is high as hell. I put a lot of work into that game, so yeah, that's it, it. Only puzzle games I really play is Tetris, but other than that, god damn, I can't. That's my baby.
That's it. Okay,
all right. But other than that, I don't really have anything else saying. I think like you said, she didn't have anything else to say either.
All right, man, we're gonna move on to JoJo Part 3. Finna go beat Dio's ass and try not to die. Cause holy shit, if you're not a JoJo and you part of the crew, three of y'all gonna die at least. But other than that, if you had the Omnitrix, for my Ben 10 fans out there, if you had the Omnitrix, we're not gonna do 10 aliens. We're not gonna do 10 aliens. But we each gonna do five. If you had to pick at least alien or monsters from anything, what are the five that you would pick? First, real quick, anything. It has to be an alien, or I wouldn't necessarily an alien or a monster. So if you said the Loch Ness monster, you can turn it into that. On my only step, okay. No, not Loch Ness. I would take her out. Real quick. Mm-hmm. No kaiju. That's all I'm saying. No Godzillas. You know, I'll stop. Okay, I'll give you dinosaurs at least. But nothing Godzilla fucking size. So if you want to be a dragon, you can be a dragon. But nothing G-Man size. So if you do want to pick some aliens from Ben 10, that's also cool. So if you want Heat Blast, get Heat Blast. So, my five. I want a Xenomorph.
Egghead bitch.
I want a Xenomorph. I want a Predator. I'm going to pick one Ben 10 monster, which is Accelerate. Speedster Dinosaur. Give me Accelerate. Give me what's his name? Shit. I'm going to skip him. Give me, I don't know if y'all seen this movie, but it's also an alien. It's called a White Spike. Those aliens are broken as shit. Big, big motherfucker. Give me a White Spike. And also, I want a Neo Shadow, which is a Heartless from Kingdom Hearts. And my last one, give me Envy's true form.
Mm-hmm.
And when we turn to the big dragon reptile thing with the arms, faces all over. Yeah, give me that.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, that's my five. We ain't gonna do 10. It's gonna take too long.
Hell no, I ain't about to do 10. Anywho, okay, yeah. So my five. Give me a saying, because they are aliens.
Yeah.
Give me the race of Doctor Who, because they are aliens. Give me a predator. Give me my OC dragon slash demon character.
Where?
It's an original character. So, but shout out to Honey Bunny because she drew it. And what's the last one? Broke as shit. I can't think of the last one.
I should think of names.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck, I can't think of a last one. I got nothing.
also, when you turn into them, you have all their abilities.
I know.
And you can talk and everything.
I know.
But yeah.
But the thing about but remember the only thing like I said, a saying. Doctor Who's race, because they are aliens. Predator and my OC dragon slash demon character. So yeah, I don't know a fifth one.
All right, Miss Big A, what you got?
I only got four because I can't remember names.
I mean, it's okay. This is cool. I only got four.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. A horse spiral. I want to fly.
Okay. You want a dragon. Or purple dragon, specifically.
Purple.
Yeah.
Muzan.
You want a demon.
Technically a monster, so yeah.
Technically. I forgot that first. The Shamara.
Demon.
A dog.
So basically you want to be, you know, a Inu, a demon dog. Mm-hmm.
I have to name it to my son. They were a vampire. I can't remember the name of them.
Ooh.
Damn, how are you getting this DNA?
Ooh, now that you say that.
Go ahead and say yours, because I can't think of her name.
No. A original werewolf hybrid.
Okay.
Which, that's actually cool too, because Ben does have a werewolf alien.
Yeah, but when I say original hybrid, I mean the Michelsons from the originals, and they actually have a race where you are a hybrid with a werewolf. Which means you OP as shit. That's basically what that means.
You just go
true. That parasite from the anime Parasite that went into Odu's hand.
Oh, you won't be that?
Oh, you're Migi?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be Migi.
Damn, that means if you turned into it, that means you got to possess somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your time run out, you turn back to your regular self, and that person you possess is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a parasite, so
it
make a lot of sense.
That's
dope.
Yeah, that's dope as shit. Y'all definitely went outside the box.
Creative.
I feel like. Yeah, all kinds. But yeah, anybody else got any honorable mentions they would like to do? Maybe like, you know, we at the end right now. So you know what? I'm gonna give everybody one super broken. I mean, shit. Fuck it. I'm gonna go goddamn. Give me a spiral.
Cthulhu.
Yeah. Nigga, you gonna be Cthulhu for 30 minutes? Motherfucker. Your presence causes everyone on Earth to go insane for 30 minutes.
That's amazing.
It's gonna be chaos. It ain't with nothing but killing, sex, natural disasters happening.
for 30 minutes. That's amazing. I'm down with it. I'm down for it.
I know I talk about this show a lot. I'm sure, I don't know if y'all have seen it yet, but the Chivalry of a Failed Knight. No, not Chivalry of a Failed Knight. I'm thinking of a different one. Never mind. I've talked about this before. It's called the New Testament of something.
I only need to see one episode of that goddamn anime. That's all I need.
I want to be the suckiest.
Oh, God.
Fucking random people for 30 minutes. Just bring it in. All the S's is finna die. All right, y'all. We gonna move on from this nasty. We gonna move on to part four, JoJo, which is what is an anime? What is an anime friend group you feel like you would vibe the most with? And I got two. I'm gonna say the main Bleach crew, which is Ichigo, Orihime, Uryu, Chad. Yeah, it was them four at first. Them thought I'll throw Conan in there, little annoying ass. And the Black Bulls from Black Butler. I mean, from Black Clover.
Okay. In all honesty, I feel like I would rock really well. And even though it's been tragic, I don't give a fuck. I feel like I would rock really well with the JJK crew. Yeah. From both classes. Yuta included.
Yeah, my nigga.
Honestly, I feel like I can rock with them. I don't know. I feel like I can rock with the Tokyo Manji gang from Tokyo, from Tokyo Revengers. I feel like I can rock with them, even though y'all in middle school doing all this shit.
Fight grown ass men. Hey.
Like, seriously. Y'all ain't eighth graders. Y'all stayed back some years.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, I also say Team Daigarin from Gurren Lagann. That's like 300 niggas. Okay.
Ooh, the crew from Tower of God. Bam, Kun, Rock, Endorsi, Yuriha, Anak, all of them. Ebisu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people from Tower of God, and of course the main three tree. No, you know the main four of God of High School.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely rock with them. Like in all honesty and fairness. And yeah, I also feel like I can rock with the Bleach crew as well.
Yeah. Let's see. Depends on the day of the week who got to rock with. Because I want to say I can rock with JJK too.
Depends on
the day. Real shit. I mean, come on. Some days I be feeling like JJK. Other days I be feeling like Berserk. Other days I be feeling like
Baki. Berserk?
Heck yeah.
What?
Shit. And then other days I want to go chill with Sailor Moon. Like, I mean, it just
okay. I'll do that. Sailor Mars, she definitely getting rizzed up. I said it, but you not for the backpedal back in the group. Talk about some damn berserk.
Nigga.
What? I might be feeling like murderous that day for all I know. I might want to chill with them for a little bit. Just get some shit
Current berserk right now.
Y'all say like I know Dave. Current
berserk right now. It's just three niggas, and they damn near die every freaking manga thing.
You really want to hang around Guts, Mr. Guts, with the curse on his ass to where demons are attacking him every 24/7. Goddamn day.
Nah. I just want to go in there, release some steam, and get the fuck back out. Just 2 minutes, damn it.
No, this is your friend group.
Oh my God.
Fuck it. I'll let you have it. You said it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dog.
If not, of course I'm going to chill with the Seven Deadly Sins. Hell.
Mm. It'll be
a dull moment with them.
Yeah, it's true. Listen, I like Seven Deadly Sins, but I don't know, man. Because now, honestly, I'm going to feel like I'm like the ninth wheel.
because everybody got somebody.
The ninth wheel. Like,
you can't hang out with nobody unless they by themselves. Everybody else is, they like, I don't, nah, you don't want to be third wheeling.
I'm like, hey, Melio, let's just hang out. I'm with Elizabeth. Hey, Barn, let's hang out. I'm with Elaine. King, let's hang out. I'm with Diane.
With Diane.
Escanor, you feel like hanging out? No, I'm farmling over Merlin.
Bro, I'm waist deep in the pool right now. I can't do it.
I'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. Arthur, what's good?
Man.
What good? He said, what good, bro? How you doing? What's
and
up?
And the sad thing is, hey, Gil, don't the one to hang out? Nope.
He's like, nah, man, fuck you.
Dreyfus, what about you?
Man, I'm training.
Oh, I think hanging out with the host club would be fun.
Yeah, hanging out with the host club would be fun because Tamaki gonna get on everybody nerd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, because if I hang out with them, they're gonna keep on changing. I was gonna say Fruit Basket.
I'd have
to hang out with the girls.
You can't hug the boys.
I'd have to hang out with the girls.
You can't hug the boys.
And that boy would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah, see, for those y'all that don't know, the Playa Fruits Basket, basically it's about a family who is cursed away. If they are hugged by the opposite sex, they will turn into a zodiac animal.
Yeah.
I would say the crew from Durarara.
Yes. But which crew? What, you talking about Mikado, Henri, and Masaomi?
Yeah.
You know what? I agree. But the thing about it is, I would rather hang out with Shizuo and his homeboy.
Yeah, that's more your speed anyway.
I mean, because me and his homeboy just chilling, watching Shizuo fuck shit up. Like, you want some popcorn? Watching this damn vending machine going through the L.
Hey, when it land, let's go get whatever in it out. That bitch gonna bust open.
Oh, yeah, I know. I fucking know it. Goddamn Isaiah running around and shit like that. Because think about it, Isaiah just fucking with Shizuo because he ain't messing with nobody else. He don't mess with Shizuo homeboy. So I'm just, so me, him, and old girl who was trying to kill Shizuo at first, we just chilling.
I hang out with old dudes from 100 Con.
That sounds so dirty. That sounds so dirty.
What is it? What's the show called? 100 whatever? The month where everybody did.
Zom 100.
I know Zom 100.
Yeah, Zom 100.
Shit.
I would, speaking of Zom 100, I would say the High School Dead crew, but I would probably end up killing Ray.
Yep. I'm bitch slapping her twice. No.
Like dead ass. Like, I would end up killing Ray.
I wouldn't really. If I could say anybody from it, like, I, if I could say any group from Naruto, I would probably say, like,
team I think they're team 9
with the Shikamaru and them. Shikamaru, that's team 10. I feel like I could chill with them.
Oh, in all honesty, I thought you was gonna say you could hang out with Kiba and Hinata and Shino.
Maybe Kiba by itself.
Yeah, okay.
Hinata gonna be too all on Naruto's dick, so. And Shino always gone. He a teacher now. He ain't got time for me.
That's hilarious.
And Kiba like a freaking social media star, so I can do that.
The funny thing about this is, in My Hero, I wouldn't hang out with Class 1A. I would hang out with the upperclassmen, like Lemillion and his homeboy and old girl.
I'll be hanging out with Hawks and shit.
Yeah, I'll probably be hanging out with Hawks as well. And yeah, like that, I'll probably be hanging out with Hawks as well. And if I was a villain, I'd probably be hanging out with Dobby. I don't give a fuck. I mean, Dobby just seemed chill as fuck, like, for real.
He's like a silent, insane motherfucker.
I was to be in Demon Slayer, me and Rengoku would be chill, because the way he eat food, no, me and old girl, what is it, Mitsuri, the way she eat food, yeah, we besties.
I come back after killing some demons, and y'all just be like, hey, one guess I need? Shit!
Yes!
Said nothing about the
words. Right? I done already ordered.
I know, right? Like, let's go.
Go get something to get our nails did.
Go get something and get our nails did. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like shit. I like how deep this conversation has gotten. Right? I love it.
I would say if I did hang out with anybody from Dragon Ball, I think the people I'd be hanging out the most with is like Gohan and Piccolo.
Yep. I was thinking the same
thing. And Dende.
Because don't get me wrong, I like Goku, but no, Goku, I don't feel like fighting, dog. You tripping.
Either he fighting or he farming.
He fighting, farming, or fucking eating.
Yeah. I eat with Goku.
No, I wouldn't eat with Goku.
Okay.
Goku would eat your food.
Nah, that's Luffy.
Yeah, Luffy, Goku will eat your food too.
Why ain't thinking
of
that? That'd be cool to hang out with.
I'm not Luffy hanging out with the Straw Hats.
I hang out with Straw Hats.
We all sitting at the table eating, fucking Luffy devouring everything. You gotta put your damn food under the table to eat. Goddamn Usopp over there lying. Nami over there trying to figure out who she gonna pickpocket. Robin over there is just chilling, eating.
I've been like, Luffy, I put this on everything I love. You eat my food, the ship is going down, and you going down with it. Don't you touch my shit.
Goddamn Zoro and damn Sanji over there arguing.
I'm gonna stab you in your jaw.
Like everybody.
While Luffy in there trying to devour everything on the table, I'm already in the kitchen with Sanji having him make my personal while I'm in the bathroom. Y'all gotta be fucked up.
Yeah. I think Chopper would be cool to hang out with.
Chopper would be cute. He's cute. I like Chopper.
See,
I ain't hanging out with nobody from Attack on Titan. Everybody messy.
Hell no.
Everybody messy as hell.
I don't even want to be over there.
that's
You know what? You know what? Fuck that shit. Teen Year and Meshi. I can hang out with Teen Year and Meshi.
Yeah.
Yusuke, Kuwabara, Kurama, Hiei, Genkai.
Oh, hell yeah. I can definitely hang out with
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Teen Year and Meshi. Let's go. I can definitely hang out with Teen Year and Meshi.
And I know it's not an anime, but I definitely can hang out with Team Avatar. Aang's crew. The original Team Avatar.
Hell yeah.
I could definitely hang out with them.
I'll be
the second Earthbender on the team.
Even though I love the fuck at this anime, I cannot hang out with the Baki crew. I cannot do it.
Yeah, because everybody big, everybody buff as shit.
That don't mean
everybody
shit.
Everybody want fight. It's just.
I mean, cause think about it. If you cool with somebody in Baki crew, you can watch them fight. And every time they fight, it's always an exclusive deal. You have to know what the fuck going on. If you don't know what's going on, you ain't gonna see a fight.
Cause they could be damn standing there just staring at each other, and they could have did like 17,000 moves in their head, and you feel the aftermath. They're like, how the fuck?
basically.
Yeah. Shit.
I mean, like what I said, I feel like I can hang with I feel like I can hang with most of them. But yeah, goddamn Baki crew, I can't do it. I mean, cause if I do, they're gonna be like, yeah, we know you can't fight, but you cool. You gonna hang out with us. I'm like, is your dad gonna be there? Nah, he ain't gonna be there. Okay, cool. Hang out with you. Cause I swear to God, if you Giro's there, like,
he gonna look at you and be like, hey, everything weaker than me is a woman.
Wrong. That's wrong. Because he has very, very high level respect for Muhammad Ali.
You right.
He literally looked at Muhammad Ali and said, I respect you because you fight for the weak. Yeah. Even though you're weaker than me, you fight for the weak.
Man. I could not hang out with the Chainsaw Man crew.
Hell no.
Oh, I can only hang out with one person.
Who?
Aki.
Yeah.
That's the only nigga I can hang out with. He was the only one in that whole freaking house that was chill too. But I can't hang out with fucking Power. That bitch don't flush the toilet.
You know what? I feel like the only person who I can hang out with from Chainsaw Man and RIP, Himino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I know she was drunk. She did that nasty ass shit. I got it. Okay, I understand. But we all make mistakes. She was fucked up. She was fucked up.
You try to kiss niggas and you gotta throw up.
I'm surprised you ain't say from Code Geass.
Because I wouldn't hang out with them.
Mm.
I wouldn't. Like
half look, bed look, now.
Look, no, not half of them.
Some of them, well,
bro, no one from the OG yeah. crew of Code Geass is dead. Like, no, except so, well, yeah. well,
home girl.
Well, you don't really count Rolo. Yeah, Shirley. Shirley's the only mm-hmm. one. Yeah. But in all honesty and fairness, I would not rock with them. And the only reason why, because my ass would end up killing Nina. How fucking dare you violate that table, bitch?
Oh, yeah. You, oh, God. That, yeah. I first saw that for the first time. All right, what the fuck going on?
Yep. How fucking dare you violate that table, you stupid bitch?
What the fuck eat here?
For real. Like shit, like but yeah, like I wouldn't hang out with the people for Code Geass. First of all, you're at a preparatory school. I don't feel like dealing with that shit.
Uniform every day. Everybody skinny as fuck.
Exactly. I'm and sorry, that's another reason.
I'm not body shaming, but except for Suzaku,
they need a no. Suzaku skinny as fuck too. They need yeah,
at
a
least
sandwich.
At least he athletic. At least
so
that
the
dude.
Fuck can, what they
at least
need
he
a sandwich.
Go up, at least he could go up some stairs without huffing and puffing.
They need a sandwich. Everybody in that motherfucker need a sandwich. Yeah, Suzaku built Lelouch anorexic as fuck. He's unhealthy. Running up the stairs.
Damn, Jock.
Damn. I can't do this.
Damn, Jock.
Right. I'm not built for this. Like, what? Yo, skinny leg ass motherfucker. You can
big
run
ass
up the stairs.
Head, big eyes.
I mean, but look, yeah. Yes, I like Code Geass. That's my shit. But I love the aspect of vengeance, not the slice of life deal. I would not hang out with that crew. I would not hang out with
the people
from Code Geass. I would also say the family from Summer Wars.
Hell yeah!
That was a beautiful family.
Yes, absolutely.
The aunties, yes. the. Yeah, you ever seen Summer Wars?
We it's need a movie. To get Lady A on Summer Wars because I feel like she's
it's made by the same creator as Digimon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of Digimon, let's go ahead and hang out with them.
Third generation, definitely.
You can, any generation. I yeah, hang out with yeah. first, second, and third.
Fifth and onward? Hell no. Nah. But fucking hate season 5. But
I'm hanging out in Food Wars.
Oh yeah, Lady A. I like how you're thinking.
Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know the way that food be making niggas act.
Let me tell you something. No. All I'm saying is, if you are bro, if you are cool with the people from Food Wars, you can try their food. You can try their food.
I just don't
eat Soma's food.
I just come home and I be like, hey man, you good? I was like, I had a rough day today. Here, eat this.
Alright.
freaking grease going in between your ass, gravy and shit.
The consistency is melting in my mouth.
Oh, shit.
The honey. The sweet.
It's melting in my mouth. Oh, God. I don't know how to feel about this.
Oh my gosh.
It's wide open.
Done. But yes, definitely.
Feel like I'm about to bust. Oh, go ahead.
Saki.
Yes, absolutely.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, Saki. Yeah, I would definitely hang out with Saki.
Saki. I'd be laughing all day.
The thing about it is like, because you know what? Us as the audience, we're supposed to, you know, get on Psyche's side. That's the thing. Because I like Psyche because it's literally an anime about a psychic with first world problems. I love that concept. You are an overpowered psychic with first world problems.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking like no BS. I would freaking approach you. Like I would freaking approach you and be like, Psyche, you don't like half of these people, do you? And you know he literally gonna be in his mind. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like what, my main. You know what? You know what? Fistball. Bam. Let's go get some right? coffee pudding.
Right.
Hey, I could definitely hang out with the Soul Eater crew.
Right. The Soul Eater crew. Absolutely.
If it was me and you, bro, I feel like you be the weapon, I be the Meister, and we be chilling.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
What you want to be? You want to be a big ass gauntlet?
You mean gauntlets?
Gonna be, yeah, gonna be a pair of gauntlets.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Okay. Soul resonance.
Rana shin yo kyo me.
This shit gonna be hard. That shit gonna be hard. Cause then, first of all, I feel like your soul will be bigger than mine. So I'll be like, damn, I gotta accommodate for this shit.
Yeah, you do have to accommodate to that shit. Like dead ass. Like what the fuck? But yeah, the Soul Eater crew. You know
full,
what?
Full Metal. Cause everybody got a part to play.
Yeah, ain't nobody,
they do. Yeah. Everybody's important to it.
Yeah, they do. Another one, and it's live action. I would hang out with the main people from High and Low.
Yeah, but we'll be fighting a lot. We'll be like we just handled something. We just fought like 50 niggas in a parking lot.
Because remember when we were watching it, you paused it. You was like, what gang do you think you be with? You said you would be with the Rumor gang.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though their main shit's red, I still fuck
yeah. Yeah. And me, I said I'd be a part of the main crew because I wouldn't be a part of no damn.
Man, it's going to be like 80 niggas. Fighting in a freaking parking garage, you know. Yeah, it got levels to this shit. And we fighting through these niggas on every level.
Right, that was shit. I feel like that would be dope. That'd be clean.
Just fucking people. Somebody gonna die.
Somebody, of course.
Yeah, somebody gonna get thrown off that bitch.
But if somebody dies, and if we're following the rules of Crows, that means we can never fight that school again.
Yeah, because that's the only rule. You can beat the shit out of somebody, but you can't kill.
Right. Yeah. You you can't kill them. Basically, but if somebody were to attack somebody from that school, then all bets are off. You finna square up again.
Yeah, somebody out for revenge. You kill somebody, brother, somebody, best friend.
So, yep.
All right, y'all. We gonna go. We gonna say one more, and we gonna say our closing statements. You know. I'm say goodbye. We don't stop. We don't say goodbye. You say see you later.
Indeed, because we coming back and we come back
war.
So one more from each of us.
Okay.
You know what? The thing about it is like Devin said, rah-rah. I also feel like I could hang out with the Bacano crew as well. Because the thing about it is, you technically going to run into them anyway if you win the World of Durarara because it's in the same universe.
Yeah.
Because I want right? because I want to hang out with Fero Protonezo. I want to hang out with Isaac and Emilia. I want to hang out with the Gandor brothers because them dudes is dope. I would like to hang out with Jacuzzi and Nice because they just seem like wholesome people, even though Jacuzzi is a thief and Nice is a... bomb manic.
I mean bombs in the kitchen.
Basically,
I would say JoJo Part 4.
Fuck.
Because that was the one the least people died in.
Yeah, for me, so, four four and five.
I would say
five. All I'm saying is that scene where they jump old dude and freaking Abakio like
they said they stomped that nigga out on the boat to music. It's like it's fucked up. Y'all gonna dance and then stomp this nigga out.
Yeah, I love it. They're gang. What you expect? And yeah, part four, absolutely.
Yeah, part four was like one of the more wholesome ones anyway.
The main person I feel like I probably hang out with part four is either Josuke or Rohan. I know you probably hang out with Koichi.
Yeah, that was my homie. He'd be like a little brother to me.
Yeah, most definitely. But yeah. That's right. What about you, Lady?
I'm thinking Inuyasha's group for her.
I wanted to think of anime for whatever reason.
Oh shit, go ahead.
Let's go.
It's our last one. All bets off.
Why? I feel like I have some fun with the Teen Titans.
Yes! Yes!
Original Teen Titans, not Go, where they're all jerks.
Yeah, not Go. OG Teen Titans.
Yeah, OG Teen Titans.
That shit. That fucking line still get me. How am I supposed to watch TV without the remote? Simple. Just get up and turn it on. Don't even joke like that. I wasn't joking.
Because it wasn't funny.
Yep. Yeah.
The fuck y'all arguing about that? Just, I'm walking. That shit was funny as hell to me.
Yep.
But yeah, I feel like I feel like I rock with the Teen Titans as well.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be dope.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, okay. We did the damn thing on this one.
Yeah, y'all. Thank y'all for coming out to another episode.
Yeah.
Of the Big Dick Podcast. Thank y'all for coming out to another episode of the Realm Breakers Podcast. We appreciate y'all coming out. If you didn't know, we got reaction videos coming up, so stay tuned for those. Also, if you made it to this point in the video, please thank you for watching. Also, make sure you hit that like button, share, subscribe. All our social media garbage is down there in the description box below to all our solo stuff and also to the website. And it's going to be annotation cards, stuff like that. Click those links to all our different little content we got going on. We got some good shit coming up, man. We got some good sloppy shit coming up. So we're going to see y'all next time. Yeah. Stop using your teeth. Anyway, but with that being said, y'all, thank y'all for another episode. I'm going ahead and let my beautiful galactic partners in crime go ahead and say the outro so we can go ahead and leave this fucking dimension. So hurry up, y'all. The bus about to leave, man.
Let's go. So you already know what it is. Y'all done. It's been fun. And thank you a ton for showing us some love on this, because you know we do it for y'all. And we is no galaxy without the stars. So stay tuned, right?
All right, get your drunk ass on the foot, man. You sitting in the front. I got to watch you.
Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all already know I'm about to say another podcast done, another Realm Broken. Thank y'all for coming out. Thank y'all for watching us. We appreciate y'all so much. Once again, we still appreciate y'all. Y'all still showing us love on that Rick versus the Doctor Death Battle reaction. We appreciate y'all. And yes, don't worry, we will work on the lag. About three or four of y'all getting on our ass about the lag of the fight. I'm gonna fix it, okay?
It's fast paced, man. Shut the fuck. My bad. I ain't gonna say that.
We learned from our lessons. Let's go.
We learned from our mistakes. Don't worry. We will get the lag situation fixed. Believe that.
Better next time.
Oh, most definitely. It's gonna look immaculate. But anywho, we finna get on up out of here. And always remember, y'all, that we are Realm Breakers. Remember to keep breaking all the realms.
And fucking the multiverse up.
One at a motherfucking time.
And we will catch you guys in the next one. And we out.
Habooga.